Peace, Divine One. Welcome to Sacred Space, your sanctuary for healing and growth. I'm Ashley Latrice, your guide on this transformative journey. Welcome to my sacred space. If you are a returning listener, Ashe, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you. If you are a new listener, welcome. And get ready for an experience, okay? So there is always a moment where you feel like you got it. You're like, okay, I'm done. Completion. You know, I'm done with this. I had it all figured out. It's a wrap on that. And God will be like, no, it's not. Get back to the assignment. So anyway, we're back. We got a whole new vibe. Okay. We got a whole new energy. We got more lessons. We got more testimony. We got it all. Anyway, happy to be back. I want to talk about the stages of transformation, and I just want to discuss how it shows up. So, stage one, recognizing there is more. This is a stage where you are starting to see a lot of what is going on around you as bullshit. You are recognizing things that you never paid close attention to before. And now you're looking at it with a third eye. You are looking at it with a whole new view. It is so clear. It is almost too clear, because what you see, you can't unsee. This is also the moment when you start to recognize that you've been fed lies. You start to recognize family patterns. You start to recognize things that have held you back in your life. You start to look at the people around you, and you start to question, and you start to analyze. You start to feel like life as you know it is slowly changing, or maybe rapidly. Depends on where you are in your life. If you are in a space of trauma, it is happening very rapidly. If you are in a space of comfort and stability, and maybe a little bit of stubbornness as well, it is happening gradually. Stage two. Stage two is where you start to recognize your divinity. You start to see yourself for who you truly are. You start to pick up on the things that you were ashamed of before, the traits that you tried to dim down, the talents you tried to make small. You start to recognize the wins in your life that you curated. You start to recognize how good it feels to be in your own skin. You start to recognize how much more depth there is to you. You know, this is where you're coming out of the phase of self-centered. You know, it's like you're out of this space of seeing the world in just your view. You are now seeing the world in a wider view, and you have empathy, but you also have intuition. And with this intuition comes knowledge. Knowledge of who you are, knowledge of who your ancestors are, knowledge of who is helping you to be you. You have more background on where you come from. You have different ideas about who you are. And those ideas start to evolve into the higher self. You tapped into your Ori, and you know that you have the power to create the life that you choose. Stage three. Stage three is a stage of righteousness. It is so righteous that it's almost matter of fact. It is remembering. You know, I remember going through that time. I was getting all these downloads, and I just knew everyone needed to know exactly what message was for them and why it was for them. You know, unsolicited, might I add. You know, friends, family, strangers, it really didn't matter. Okay. I was going to give my opinion and my two cents because, you know, I have this message and, you know, my intuition's on point. So I already know. I really thought I was doing people a service in some sort, you know, because I cared so deeply. You know, my intentions were pure. They were, but it began to come off as judgmental. And most of the time, I never had the full scope of the like actual reality that someone was facing. You know what I mean? So although you have this intuition and you're now, you know, you fine-tune that intuition, honey, but you know, sometimes there's other pieces to the puzzle. You know what I'm saying? That could really change the perception of what you're picking up, or really change the reality of what you're picking up. That could be a little dangerous. So, you know, here I am giving advice, you know, that I knew to be divine because I trust my intuition. However, a lot of times it wasn't called for. I began to recognize that I had become a hard pill to swallow, you know, and in turn, it made me incredibly uncomfortable to be around for people who weren't ready to face themselves or didn't see what I saw, you know, right or wrong. So I think stage three is one of the toughest, because in stage three, you also have bouts of feeling like people are out to get you. It's a very, and not necessarily like literally, you know what I'm saying? But you have this need to protect yourself, this need to, you know, keep Psalms tucked real tight. You know what I'm saying? It could be a tough one. Stage four is where you have clarity. Full clarity on where you are, who you are. You have full clarity on your purpose, what you should be doing. And you realize that sometimes you need to shut the hell up. And you do just that. You shut the hell up. And you wait till you're called. You wait until it's necessary, you know, for you to give your two cents. And you also are locked in, you know, you're so locked in and focused on yourself that you almost become selfish in this sense. You are very clear on what you want, and you're almost like, I don't want anything and anyone to get in the way of it. Your intuition is just as pristine, but there's more wisdom in stage four. There's a level of grounding in stage four where you understand that there needs to be a balance between 5D and reality. So once again, stage four can be just like the other. Stage four can be, you know, a tiny bit challenging, but in the end, it's a good place to be. Stage five, all those things that are stage four, in addition to having the not give a damn, it's the releasing of the need for validation. It's the releasing of the need to stroke your own ego. It's the releasing of the need to worry about what the other people say or what they think. It's the need to release it all. And so you do. Stage five is very much a shift in just shifting what's needed to be done, you know. Five is change. So stage five is the action. It's the literal maneuvering and the redesigning of your life, where you wanted to go, where you needed to be. There's a need in stage five, and you make a choice. So yeah, those are my five stages of transformation. I wanted to share that because I have lived it. Yeah, let me know if you can relate to this at all, or if you have experienced any of this. I'd be curious to know. Let's chat on Instagram at AshunDivine, AshunDivine.com. You know, leave a message, leave something, you know, let the girls know. Make sure you follow the podcast, like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. All the good things. Peace, divine ones. I love you down, okay? And I will talk to y'all later. Bye, loves.